And I tell you, you're not allowed to eat dam, blood, if an animal, behemoth, chayov, every dam that is inside a behemoth, chayov, oif, is also be'achila. Dam, dogim, v'chagovim is mutar min ha'teira. Now, above me, Maris Ayin, if you put the blood together, you're not allowed to. A blood from a human being, from a person, if it was piresh, it's really bleeding in the finger, you're not allowed to suck it. If it's inside you, it's not piresh, then you're allowed to. If you're bleeding inside your teeth, because it's inside the mouth, so then you're allowed to, you're not mechuyav to spit it out. But it's not what we're going to learn today, the halachas of bleeding in a person. The shaila is, and this is a big shaila, and the blood spots that we have in eggs. Me'ikar adin, I want to be to mesada that volume, these things be'etzim have a lot of hanogas that what you see in Shulchan Aruch, they're not so clear how they came, but we'll try to meyasa the halachas. The poskim say be'etzem, if you have a blood spot inside a chicken egg, inside of an egg, the blood has to be muta. It's not considered blood. It's not considered the blood of a bird. It's not considered the blood of a chaya, not of a oif, not of a behemoth. So be'etzem, there's no reason you'll not be allowed to eat it. There's no reason you're not being allowed to eat it when you have blood inside the egg. So if the blood inside the egg, what is called the blood spot, did not come from what is called Mirkum Efroyach, I will explain in a second what it means. Stam, you have a blood spot. For no reason you have a blood spot. You need to say, it's a chicken that was only in a cave. She had an egg, and this egg cannot come to become a efroyach. Me'ikar adin, that blood is no reason that this blood will be also. It's not an oif, not a behemoth, not a chaya. It's a chicken, it's an egg. It's a machlek as if it's also mit der Rabbana, or it's also mitzad marisa'ay. But either way, that little blood spot that is in the egg, stam, we'll get back to it later. Maybe it's also with the Rabbanon, maybe it's also with Mari Sa'ayim, would be enough to take out that little blood spot and everything else will be right. But we'll get back to that in a second. Now we're going back to a normal egg, a person has an egg, and we have blood inside that came from Mirkum HaYifroyach. This blood is the beginning of a little chicken. It's the beginning of a efroyach. Eventually, if it will stay there, a whole little chicken can come out. Nechliku apoiskim. Why this blood is also? And it's very important to understand the lamdas, to understand different halachas that changed over the years. We're going again to the original. A person has a chicken. The chicken had an egg. We open the egg and we find a little blood spot. This blood spot will be considered Mirkum Efroyach. We don't know exactly where is the place that is called Mirkum Efroyach. But this blood spot is a blood spot that a little chicken can come out from. So it's for sure also to eat that little blood spot, that little dot of the blood spot. So machleik is if it's also mid rabbanon. Why? The ma'aser we said is only three bloods that are also behema, chaya ve'oif. This is an egg. So if it's blood, fish you also allowed to eat the blood. Chagovim you also allowed to eat the blood. So one man the Omer holds, there were geyser otu blood of a chicken. While this blood soon will be a little chicken, so it looks like blood of a chicken. So all you think, why it has to be awesome? Because it's going to be a chicken. So it's going to be a chicken. someone is going to be a chicken. And a chicken, the blood is asu. So people can switch this with the blood of a chicken. So they were geyser, otu dama oif. The aser, the dam inside the egg, otu dama oif. This is one way to understand the issue. The second man, the Omar says, they asered it because we look on the chicken that he's a chicken already, and it's ki'ilu a blood of a little efroyach. He asked me, what is the difference? The first side I'm asering it because it's nothing. It's a blood of an egg, a blood of a fish's mutter. A blood of a chagovim is mutter. A blood of eggs is mutter min ha-teira. The answer is gzeira otu. You will think, but eventually it's going to be a chicken. Blood of chicken is also mutter. So Chazal asked, other name. They said because it's going to be a efroyach, we're looking at it like a efroyach already. So it's blood of the efroyach. What is the difference? There's a huge difference. If it's a gzeira otu, the blood of the chicken. A blood of a chicken that is cooked, with the rice you're allowed to eat it. Dam shebishlo is mutar min ha-teira. Ramadan is awesome. Mafkiminus will see later when you cook the chickens, when you cook the eggs and you went into the south and you forgot. We'll get to it in a second. If the gzeira is otu the chicken, so when it's mevusho, it's, I would say, gzeira le gzeira. Because be'etzem, even the blood, this blood is mutar. It's only a gzeira de rabbonon. Otu dam oif, and it's mevushal. Dam oif alei when it's mevushal is mutter. The tzad sheni, they said it has a din of a efroyach. Again, here's a shayla if they met me the raisa, they met me the rabbana. But either way, it's like a sheketz. The efroyach is not gishecht. If you take a blood of a cow, if the cow is shecht. So you're not allowed to drink blood. You cook it. Dam shebishlo is mutter. You go to a pig and you take out blood. Even if you cook it, there's no use of dam. But it blives the pig. Yeah, you take an elephant. It blives the elephant. If it's a blood of a little bird, of a little chicken, and that we look at it like the chicken was already created, and that chicken was not gishacht. So the dam is like dam hasheketz. The Rashba calls it dam hasheketz. Again, Pashas is the Rabbanon. Pashas is the Rabbanon. So one man the Omar is Otu Dama Oif, then it's for sure the Rabbanon. And the other man the Omar says that the Dam is also because we look on the Efroyach. But again, it's a Machlekes if it looks like a Efroyach, but Pashas is a Deiraisa. So, as I learned the poskim, if it's mitzam, dam, or if it's the rabbanon, if we look at it like a sheketz, but again, what is also the little dat? Zogin Rishonim, the Gemara says, if that little blood spot is in a very center place, the second we'll find out what is the center place, poshat kuchle bekule, ve'osu kule. You're not allowed to eat the whole egg. Not only the blood spot. Why not allowed to eat the whole egg? Again, nechliko harishoyim. Poshat kuchle bekula, we see if the blood is in such a center place, if it's in the yolk, what's the later what is called the center place? So we assume kilu is a lot of blood all over the place. And again, and it's also gzeire otu dama oif. The other is achoyim lemshat. Poshat kuchle bekula. We look already that the Efroyach is already born, and it's not even also mitzad dam. It's also mitzad that you're eating a Efroyach without a shechita. So it's a machlekes why, when the blood is in such a center place, Chazal asert. Why Chazal asert? Gzei reotu dam ha'oif, odo beposhat, bekuchlo, bekule, we say we look at it like a Efroyach. And again, machlekes if it's the Reis or the Rabbana. Now, la loche. In every egg, we have, again, soon we'll get to our eggs. We're starting at the original Hilchos Dam Simen Samach Vov and Yeredeya. Every egg has two parts, what we call the white, and the yolk, the yellow. Chazal call it chelboin v'chelmoin. Chelboin is the white, chelmoin is the yellow, the yolk. It's very easy to remember. Chelboin has a base, like lavan. Lavan is with a base. Chelmoin is with a mem, tzahov. So, alamol, the chelboin, it has the lavan, the base. The other one that doesn't have lavan is yellow. Now, the mechaber paskins like this. If the blood spot is on the chelmoin, on the yolk, the whole egg is not good. If it's on the white, you take out the blood and you're allowed to eat the egg. As they pass in the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Tzemachvot. If you have a blood spot, if it's on the yolk, it's on the chelmoin, and the yellow, you throw away the whole egg. If it's in the white part, you take out the blood, you're allowed to eat. The Ramo Paskins, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, you throw the egg. Different sfeikas, is one pshat that the Ramo learned fakert. That is a suffix, maybe that in the white it's not good, and in the yellow it is good. The Metzias is that the white turns to become the chicken, not the yellow, even though we think that the yellow turns to become a chicken. This is the Metzias. The white turns to become the chicken. You're right, everything becomes yellow. But the pshat is that the white turns to become a chicken and it gets the color from the yellow. The Metzias. That part is the main part. Some say it's totally in the place where it's connected. Because all these fakers, the Ramos says you have to throw away the complete thing. B'meile, the Shulchan Aruch came. Again, we're going yet in the time of the Shulchan Aruch. And a person starts to open eggs, and instead of putting every egg separately, you know, he opens one egg, two eggs, three eggs, five eggs, 10 eggs, he has 10 eggs, and then he finds a blood spot. So what he does? So if he finds it on the yolk, on the chelmoin, on the yellow, of one of them, so all of the white he can use, right? Because the fide mechaber and the fide ramo, when one yellow is not good, all the white is not good. If that egg, right? That egg that has a blood spot, the whole egg is a blood spot. So now you have yellow and white. That white is not good. It's mixed with all the other whites, so you can't eat it. So while you can't eat it, you have to throw away all the whites. But you could take out the other yellows. You could save the yellows. And even with a little bit sticks on it, you don't have to be choshish that it came from the other ones. Masha'en ki l'mashal l'fi l'ramo, if you find it in the white, now you don't remember what egg it is, you can't take out the yellows. It doesn't have to take out the yellows. So you'll have to draw all the yellows. If it's a suffix, if the egg is also a mutter, so b'meile, then the post can say, if you have 3 eggs already, it's okay. What suffix will mean? L'moshal, you're not sure if it's exactly red, you're not sure if it was a blood spot or not, you're misupik if it was a blood spot, you're misupik if it went in, or maybe some blood spots, l'fid ramot, that you will not be sure where it is. So if you have 3 eggs, you have roiv, it's already okay. We'll get back to it in a second. All of that was in the old days with eggs. And because of that was different minhagim, people had egg dishes. And I'll get later to all these minhagim. Some people have stuck out to this minhagim. Most people already dropped all these minhagim of eggs. In our matzav, in most places in the world today, the eggs are not called eggs that could come out of it a froyach. It's called safna de'are. When the chicken is in a keva, is only in a keva alein, she's on her own, without no zochel, these eggs cannot create a chicken. Valde cannot create a chicken. So like we said before, there's no mokim to say that it's kroima efroyach, because this is no shaykhas to kroima efroyach. So this blood, midairai says mutter. Now, in the Gemara state, it has to be that 60 houses around, there's no schorim. So a lot of farms, they have schorim. But they claim because they close the chicken places, I don't know how they call them, it's closed and they can't come in. So the Mele, it's Ke'ilu considered as only Nekevis. So it's Safna De'are. What is the Aloha in Safna De'are? You take out the blood spot and you're allowed to eat the egg. Because of that, a lot of people in Klal Yisrael, when they have a blood spot, they take out the blood and they eat the rest. And you can't say that they're wrong.
That's
not
eating the blood,
though. Why
can't
you cook it?
Marisa'ayin. But everybody knows these eggs are
always... Marisa'ayin. What? Doesn't know. Dam is also the Rabbana. Dam Shabishle is also the Rabbana. It's Marisa'ayin. Chazal asked us Marisa'ayin. Chazal asked us Marisa'ayin. Every kid knows that from a chicken, from an egg comes out a chicken. Every kid knows that. It didn't stop that the chickens come out from eggs. a lot of eggs that we have don't have, but a person knows an egg is something that could have a chicken, could hatch, and a chicken comes out, so it's marisai. Didn't change. But a lot of people know today that we have eggs that come, not only that, we have eggs that come from forest people that sell in their houses in every place. You know, it's clearly sold, people sell from the house eggs, yeah? All of these people that bring from normal farms, these eggs are regular eggs. We'll see in a second. Let me say like this. Again, in the people that like to be maker, if they find it in the white and the sfardim, it's very easy for them to be maker. Because even in the main eggs that are pialocha also, me'ikar adin, the mechava paskin, that if it's in the white, you could take it out and eat the rest. Let me say kafachayim, and that, let me say we don't do it. But in our days, it's a chumra la chumra. Even the people that want to be making a little bit, the fida ramot, they say, no, if it's on the white, if it's on the yellow, and a lot of people, when I grew up, a lot of people, this is what they would do. If it's on the white, they would throw it away. If it's on the yellow, they would throw the whole egg. Lemaise, the poskim bring down, starting from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Menachas Yitzchok, Rav Moshe Sternbuch, the minhag is lemaise to throw the whole egg today. Say if you find it on the white, say if you find it on the yolk and the yellow. The shaila why? So there's a couple reasons. One reason is, I found out today again, statistic in Eretz Yisrael, in between 5% to 10% of the eggs are from real farms. What happens is, it's farms that really have eggs for bringing to make more chickens, because if you don't have chickens, you don't have more eggs, yeah? Someone has to have chickens born the whole time. It's big farms that this is what they do. Their job is they make chickens. That is, you have chickens to eat. And thousands of chickens. Was there most of that? No, most of the eggs, most people are eating chicken the whole time. These chickens have to come out from somewhere. So it's thousands and millions of chicken of eggs that are made for what a zohar, what a nekeva, to have real chickens. And now, the ones that they sell only with nekevas, because it's easier, it's cleaner for the customers, for all different reasons, they do it separately, completely. But a lot of times, in the same place where they have the eggs for growing chickens, they have extras. You know, they were planning to make this amount, the temperature was not good. The temperature is not good, you know, that even if chickens will come out, there will be shvachamaisis. So it's not worth it. Miyat, they ship it out with eggs. Every day it happens. Every day it happens that as chickens that are eggs that are left, they wind up throwing it to the garbage. There's no reason for them to throw it to the garbage. They forgot to give the chicken the right amount of food that they think that the egg, because there they really invest. Especially today that they know genetic planning, that they make the chickens to be special chickens that could really bring good eggs to the world or be good chickens for eating. Every time when there's a mess up and it's not a round of count, it removes. It's in between 5% to 10%. One. Number two, what do? They take all the nekevis and all the scholim, they put them in a different place. They do it when the chickens are very small. They move them quick, and they put them in a place that they call, how they call it? Coops. Now, the people that check it, they do it 1 to 3. How about they miss out the zochah nekevis? They're not sitting there as the paskin, you know, Ebenezer. Now, what will happen the most? You have 5,000 chickens and 3 scholim inside. No. The scholim are not moving from place to place. Everyone, they're stuck in this coop. You know, they're working good quick. It's like, you know, you buy a soik and you do a soik, you open something in the back, you find black dots, yeah? And they try not to, it happens. It's also a mute. The mele. This is one reason. So it's a mute. You go bosa hoif. You go bosa hoif. So Moshe says first, eggs, we see alamol that we're choishish in eggs, even that you go bosa hoif, because it's a hefsed muot. So clearly, so we're machmir, they were not going bosa hoif. Number one. Number two, the Minchas Yitzchok came from the Pischa Tshuva with a big time. You write that most eggs are not from the places that they have scholim. Most of the eggs that we have today are from the Kevus Aleim. But let me make another statistic. Most blood spots, from where they come? Most blood spots will come from the ones that were the scholim. So when you find a blood spot, and you clear this blood spot, is roiv that it's misandre de are, or it's roiv? Now the shaila is if we create such a roiv. The Gemara in Ksuvah says that we do such a roiv. Roiv noshim psulais nisus. Right? But the Gemara says kol anisus psula kol yeshla. So if she didn't have a koil, is a roiv that she's not a psula. Most ladies get married when the psulas. But someone that is not a psula, yes, lekoil. If she went down to the chaz, the kiddush is a psula, and everyone kept quiet. So mistamashir. So this alamal shailif. We say now the taina that the mitzias is that Ramesha says that he has farms and different people has farms, and they claim that even in statistic, the amount of blood spot and the more they couldn't check it. Because it was not so much safna da'ar, it was like a person has 20 places safna da'ar and something mixed in. Today, even if you have 100% chickens that are safna da'ar, lamazog, you have 1 million chickens safna da'ar, you will have lamazog in 50,000 blood spots. It's a bigger amount of blood spots than lamazog, how much eggs come from the other places, will say a smaller amount. Is more is roiv, even blood from savna da'are, not from real eggs. The mele, the reason that the minchas yitzchok to be machmir is a little bit schwacher. And Moshe Shtern brings down that there's also a reason klal yisrael were machmir. You know, sometimes some people on the Moshe for vacation they go to Switzerland. So the musik, klal yisrael went to Switzerland. You go to Switzerland, you go to a village. You go to the farm, you get some chickens, some eggs. People will not know the aloha that it's a, you have to throw the whole egg. That the aloha of dam beitzim will not change. People go to the cottages, they go to all different places. Vacation, up in the mountains. Yeah, they bring eggs from the city, it's another ring of bread, the chalas. They find a nice farm there, and he sells the eggs to the oil. The mashgiach, he checks his right to chickens, and they buy. Now they have to check. So it's a thing that is not promised, like I explained to you. The mitzvah is kimat the same amount of eggs that go to have chickens. It's not the pshat the world change. We, and the stores, and the market that we have, we expose, and not only that, the mitzvah is because the markets only want to take these eggs. So every place that they sell eggs, not from the market, but they're not from Scholar. These are the eggs that they can't get in. So up in the mountains, and all these places, these are the eggs that they sell you. Because these eggs, there's nothing to do with them. These are the reason that Lemaise, the minig is to be machmir to check. The minig is to be machmir to check. I'm sorry, before that, I'm sorry. This is the reason the minig is to throw the whole egg. Not to check. To throw the whole egg. So again, mi'ikar adin, it's enough to throw out the blood and to eat the rest. Lemaise, the meaning of Klal Yisrael is to throw the whole egg. And I'll divide it to four minhagim. The real meaning is you throw out the whole egg. Some people are makel by cooked eggs. This I heard from the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos. Hila Moshel is makel by cooked eggs. He takes out the blood and he says you could eat the rest. We'll see in a second how you know in a cooked egg there is blood. You see like a spot. Today it could be from the stamp. It's almost like it got burned from the side of the pot. But if you see blood in a cooked egg, why? He said like this. The gzeira is marisai. Why we throw the whole egg? Because we choshish to the tzad that poshat kuchla bekula, and you have to throw the whole egg. We said poshat kuchla bekula has two reasons. Either because it's blood all over the egg, or because maybe it's a chicken already. And the tzad that the blood spread in the whole egg, dam shibishlo is the rabbanon. So it's a nochet the rabbanon. So v'chay gavne, you could be makel. You're right. If the reason you choish to throw the whole egg because maybe it's a ifroyach, so it's no difference mevushal and not mevushal. So the Shmir Shabbos told me that he tells everyone that in a mevushal is enough to take out the blood spot.
You have to even take out the blood spot.
What?
If you're saying that
Dam Mavushal
is not
wrong,
why
is
it
you take out Dam Mavushal? No, Mar Yisrael. I'm not choshish for the other shit because Dam Mavushal. Mar Yisrael, they told me to take it out. They didn't say I could be Sevech HaMavushal. Why I'm not choshish? Maybe it's a Dam and maybe the whole egg is also the Teres and Dam. I'm Sevech HaDetzah that it's the Rabbanon.
Mar Yisrael,
it's not like zero. Okay. Yes, stop. Chazal said Mar Yisrael. Chazal said, finish. We don't say. This is what Chazal said. Chazal said, this is exactly what Mari said. Now the shaila is, maybe to be choishish that today the eggs are aser and ganzen. Terence says, the tzad that the eggs are aser and ganzen, the mevushal is maker. But again, you have to remember, all of this kula is only when you buy eggs in a regular place, in a store like Tnuva, or a country that is makbid. I don't know, in every country you have to find out. You could come to a country in Russia, could be the government of Bukhara is not marked with it. And even if you buy in the store, it's regular eggs and you have to throw them out completely. But if you buy the Moshe, it's Yisrael, Tnuva, that they're marked with not to take. And all different other places, Bechai Gavne, it's okay. So I said again, to throw everything, he says in Mevushal, you could throw out the dam. In Sfardim, some people are makel, if it's in the white, to throw out the blood. Again, in eggs that are bought in Tnuva, in these kind of places, not eggs that are bought from Forbes. Mikol mokim zogt Reb Moshe. Later, I'll go back to it. Because it's like that, you have to remember this halacha. If a person in a mistake had a blood spot, and it already was mixed into the food. Kimat every Arab Shabbos I get that child. My wife had a blood spot, and the mice, she found it on the yolk, and she separated the whites, and it's already cooking in the chunt, or in the kugel, I don't know where you put the eggs. Yeah? What to do? Reb Moshe says you could be maker. Why? Says like this. If the blood is in the blood spot, so me'ikir adin, maris ha'ayin is enough to take out the blood spot. So if she has the blood, I said to be machmir, all of these droshes that we explained, not to rely on it. Again, I'm not speaking about now real blood spot if you're up in the country and then there's a different shayla. We're speaking about the eggs that are eggs today that are saf nadare. And we choshish al tzmaris ha'ayin. So Reb Moshe, If you have the blood spot in your hand, and they just mix the white and they threw it into the cake, or they mix the yellow, either way, and you have the blood spot, you could go ahead. Even if they mixed with a blood spot, so you have roif, how much is the blood spot? One little tini. You have 60 keneged. It's about the roif, it's about the b'shishim, it's not even nice and top. If the whole egg is a blood spot, we'll get it in a second. If the whole egg is a blood, what do you mean the whole egg is a blood spot? I said again, but we're saying that mi'ikar adin today it's only marisai. So be'etzem today is enough to take out the blood. We are choshed. I said again, we're speaking about our eggs, not of the country. That mi'ikar adin safta da'ari and our eggs, when you buy in an official store stamped eggs. I'm saying, you know, so I think it's also in America like that. These eggs are not allowed to, for health reasons, not. You're not allowed to give these eggs. What? You're allowed to give them?
No,
I don't mean stamp. I meant official eggs that are stolen in the store. That's the stuff. It's not stamped, that people will bring in. So the government is scared that people will smuggle in, so they stamp everyone. That's the reason. But only if it's until nice and time. But Avada the dam is not nice and time. It's not nice in time. In that amount, you never feel the dam. The main emotion says you're allowed to be maker if it's 60 connected. Again, the reason we are so maker is because even if it would be a real egg, we said it's not so posh. It could be lefi deramoyo deramchaba you're allowed to take it out. We're not so sure if it's really we say kuchle bekula or not. So even if kuchle bekula is a derabbanon, so we have a suffix derabbanon, we have roif against a suffix derabbanon, and if we're going to cook it later, it's still to be mevushul. So as some shkulas memele, today that part changes. But again, remember, what you asked before, and I thought you're asking, what if it's, the whole thing is a blood spot? Say the poyus game, sometimes you open and you find a complete blood spot. It's not gishmak to find it, but you find it sometimes. There they say to be choishesh that the roiv of these kind of eggs are taken out from safta da'ale and they fell in. So b'meile, the police can say if you really found a full blood spot, like a lot of blood all over the place, take it to be choishesh. Now, we're going to a different shaila, and it's a very, I don't want to speak now, a different echsherim, rumors. You have to check eggs or not. Before you eat an egg, you have to check an egg or not. Again, as an animal, I like to be machmir, but I want to say, you know, the aloch is k'moy shehem. Me'ikar adin, it starts like this. Everyone says, yeah, for sure you have to check an egg, right? You have to check an egg? You check eggs? So how you eat boiled eggs? And then you don't check, right? So you check?
And then if it's
true. What?
You put three in the... No. That's only to help.
Again, but you eat a... cooked egg, you check it when you eat it? No. So you don't check eggs. Well, so you check eggs or you don't check eggs? Don't answer, stop. You have an answer, it's time to answer. So, be'etzem, the Mechaba says, because roiv eggs do not have blood spot, so the halacha is be'etzem, holchim achar roiv, and you're allowed to eat the egg without checking it. So why we know that as a halacha you have to check an egg? The answer is because ikel livrura. Because you could mevarer, so you have to be mevarer. Zog de mechaber. If you're going to eat a roasted egg or a cooked egg, you don't have to check it. So, for example, when you're going to eat a cooked soft egg, that is really is no way to check. Then you don't have to check. You go to roast it. If you roast it, then everything is brown, there's no way to check. Was a shayla when you cook an egg, a boiled egg. There, the mice, if you take out the peel, you could see sometime if it was blood or not. The mice, in time of the call, Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings that the Chazanish didn't check. Could be he meant because in our days it's safna da'are. Could be because I know some people are marked with the check. Lemaise said that Iker Aminig is you don't check. especially in Safnadahari. Not in Safnadahari, when I was a kid, I remember my parents checked cooked eggs also. Every egg had a brown spot because it gets in the pot. Every egg, we cut off pieces the whole time. Every egg was pushed. Every time, pushed. If it stands at the bottom, it gets a little bit brown. Let's see us. What? No, but that's love. When you cook the egg, the spot goes to the white. The blood goes out to the white. This is what I was brought up then when we checked. When we were checked cooked eggs. Abul Amai said, Safta the Ari, the meaning is you don't check. But if it's not Safta the Ari, you have to check. Because equally brewer. Now came a big shaila in the poiskim, and this is all of the echsherim are going around it. So, real eggs, the meaning is to check, and all of the kashrus. Maybe Rabbanut not, I don't know the ma'at. But anyway, don't eat it. But, maybe Rabbanut not. But all those echsherim and real eggs, they check. The question comes in our eggs. Safna da'are. That be'ikar adin, it's only marisayin, like we explained. It's only marisayin. So it's a chiyuv to check for marisayin? It's a chiyuv to check for marisayin? Plus, they wanted a tiny, the OU in all these places. Today, they pass the eggs under a light. Customers don't want to receive blood spots. So they pass it. What do you think they do with it? They give it to the companies that work with it, yeah? Companies that don't have action get all these eggs that have blood spots. And they make the luxury and all these things. And the guy that buys the luxury doesn't make a difference if it was blood spot. But a customer that gets an egg does not want to get an egg with a blood spot. No, you don't know how bad is the blood spot. So it's a machine that reads them. And this is the reason if you see today, if I remember myself, the difference from the years that I was a kid, that blood spots were the whole time, that today you came out and don't find blood spots.
And the companies in Rutgers, they get all the ones that have blood spots.
No, not these. I'm saying the ones that not bad, they don't buy these. You buy the ones Becheska's blood spots. They sell them as a different, they have a market. They make powder eggs. There's different things that are made from eggs.
Shame don't take them.
Not a shame, not even stamp people. They sell them to places, but they clean them out. Some of them they just throw away. But they under a light, they pass. So it's a bigger roiv that is no blood spot. So again, so a lot of echsherim, and even the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, a lot of times passing to different moistness and yeshivas, that is no time to check, that it could be made or not to check. Again, and we're speaking on our eggs. Avad, the machmirim are makbid. Especially, like I said, that is a high percent, there's a 5% that are safna da'are. But I'm explaining. Let me explain. Me'ikar adin, you go basaroiv, even when the eggs are bad eggs, you go basaroiv that it's clean. By us, we have trei rube. One roiv that it's not eggs that have a problem. And there's no din to look for marisai. For isur is the Indian to look. But something that is also with marisai, if it's roiv that it's not osur, there's no din miyuta motsui to look for the marisai. But we look for the miyuta de miyuta. For the miyuta that comes in from real eggs, and in that miyuta is eggs that are not, that have blood. So Zag in the Poiskim, Avad, the Ramo says, when you Efshar Bekal, Kalechid Ikel Evrurim Avaririnet. The Shaila is if this is called Efshar Bekal or not. So Avad, it's no problem to buy Lemaisa from the places that don't check. Even maybe that it's wrong of these echsherim to do it. L'moshe, sometimes you go to a hotel, so in breakfast they have a guy that makes eggs. So he just cracks and he makes. Yeah, that's the whole idea, that it looks very fresh. Now a lot of times they have a yid, a lot of times they have a guy, he's no checking. He squeezes it with his finger and he puts it on the, makes the pie, I don't know what they call it, yeah? Yeah, the little They don't know how to call them. All the little things they do there. So, a lot of times, people are machmer, there will be someone that will check. In the Moshe, the place is out of a good hechsher. The guy that cracks the eggs knows what to do. Other he cracks it into a pitcher, and there's a guy that pours the pitcher onto the frying pan. Other is a guy that checks every egg. So a lot of times, you know, the guy checks, and he says, no, you didn't check. So I'm saying, if it's a place that is makpi to take, me'ikar adim, you have to remember, we go basaroiv, and if you cannot check, I'll say more from that. You come to a restaurant, or to a hotel, your parents took you, you had to go, and they're serving their eggs. Now, you can't check, the guy is cracking them. You're allowed to eat. It's like a cooked egg. The egg is given to you cooked. Like when you have a closed egg, it's cooked, you can't check, you also can't check it. Again, the guy that is doing the hotel, he has to check. But it's not isu to you to eat. This is even in the real eggs. Even if it would be machmir in real eggs, but in safne de'are, that it's only mitzad mar yisraim, b'chaygavne be'etzem mi'ikar adin, you're allowed to. I said, some echsherim, there's different rumors, I don't want to say, and some choshev echsherim, the lemaise, they don't tell the companies to check. And they rely on Rav. So you're right, as an argument that lemaise is statistic from every X amount of eggs, for sure you'll find a blood spot. So if they make 5,000 eggs, it's for sure a blood spot, so the whole will be a problem. But again, if it's me'ikar adin, we rely that all of them are considered maris ha'ayin. If I didn't see it, it's no maris ha'ayin. Even if yes, the maris is botel b'roi. The maris is botel b'roi. So again, the private person, I'm saying again, the meaning of klal yisrael, we check eggs, even that we know that they're not. And for two reasons. For one reason, like we said, miyos toiv, and for the second, and maybe it's percentage, v'chulei v'chulei. And for the second reason that I said, that Chazal, we don't know who exactly, but kach kibalnu merabbi seinu, that we treat the eggs, ki'ilu, the real eggs, and here the Ramos says that you have to check eggs, that you could check. Again, the Ramos doesn't say don't eat it cooked because of that. But the Ramos says the eggs that you eat raw, you have to check. So even if we have eggs in Maris Ayin, we check it. Now, in Klal Yisrael was a minhag that they had egg pots. And everyone knows you have to cook three eggs together. From where the minhag came to eat to cook three eggs together? Because if you don't cook three eggs together, maybe one of them is a blood spot. And the mele to be treif. So I want to be madgish first. Legabi the kelim, Reb Moshe says that if you cooked a blood spot and a keli, he says that lekatchila to wait 24 hours and then to carry on using it. Then to use it. To wait 24 hours and then to use it. Again, in the old days, that was a tzad that the whole egg is also, so we wanted to have roiv, two eggs, against one egg. So we had a roiv against that egg for two reasons. Maybe you will find a blood spot, and maybe one of them is a blood spot. So, to be choishish, that two are blood spot, we're not choishish. Again, a lot of people stop that minik today, because today we said, me'ikar adin is no blood spots. And me'ikar adin, you just have to throw out that little dot. It's maris ayin. And now it's a maris ayin, it's a little dot. Me'ikar adin, if you're cooking in this amount of water, it's batel b'roiv, it's not nice and tam, the shish you can get the dam. So, because we are matir all these things with the evet, so a lot of people stop to be makpid, and they makpid to cook three eggs together. Kimat, I'm saying you can find maybe 2% of Klal Yisrael yet that are makpid to cook two eggs together and three eggs together. But again, a person has to know if Lemaise is in a place, in a regular place, that is regular eggs, and there is Taka Echshash that you will find blood in the egg, and then if it's not three eggs, And he does two eggs. He opens the egg. It's strafe. The whole dish is strafe. There's a whole shayla. What to do? So misakim lemaise. And our eggs today, lekatchila, we throw out the whole egg. Yesh makirim, just to throw out the blood spot. But we feel tzachapir emotion that lemaise we throw out the whole egg. If it's mixed in and it's roiv, Moshe says, even if it's two, for sure if it's three eggs, but the avid you could eat the whole thing. But the avid you could eat the whole thing. If it's the mixed in with already a tafshir, and the blood spot is by you, you also could eat it because it's only a chumah to be choshish on the whole thing. A lot of times a person in Moshe asks the shayla, he opened the blood spot, he put it into a kugel. Had the shayla last week, not 3 weeks ago. The person had a blood spot and he put it into a kugel. He wanted to know what to do. So lemaise, I told him the best thing is to take the kugel, to wash it under the water. The whole egg went away. To start from fresh. So he said, no, you already cooked the kugel. Oh, if you cook the kugel, you say, Mahal Ramosha. The Betar Roivas, we'll make them. That is Bota Baroiv. So I'm explaining. I'm saying, even though I'm saying this Ramosha was not the Betar Roivas, you have to know when it's called Tar Roivas and when it's not called Tar Roivas. Because when the egg is there, the meaning is not to eat the egg. You get mixed up, and you already don't know where it is, and it's not a nisen tam.
Is he wrong for cooking?
What? He's wrong for cooking. He didn't know the halacha.
Before he could cook it.
What?
Before he cook it, can you tell him just to cook it?
No. You're not allowed to mevatel the kapchila. Again, if it's two ways to be mixed. If one egg is mixed in two eggs, Reb Moshe says that it's butter. Today, while it's only marisayin, we say that be deraisa chad betray butter. And made it, the whole egg is butter. Again, the drop of blood is anyway butter. Or if you see it, you take it out. The whole egg, Reb Moshe says, is chad betrei, chad betlas, is butter. So Bemele, a lot of times, sometimes it's kedai to ask when you have the shayla, but to know that if you missed a blood spot and you mixed it in, abalekule alme, if you forgot to check, you're allowed to eat. Bekula alma, if you forgot to check, you're allowed to eat. It doesn't answer. We have to do what's right up your halacha.